We're continuing with our series that began a couple weeks ago about developing a thankful heart. Last week, we saw that discontent and anxiety can rob our hearts of the gratitude that God wants to dwell within them. Today, I think we should also acknowledge that insecurity and confusion can also dilute, if not totally wash away, a spirit of thankfulness. I want to call your attention this morning to Psalm 28, verse 7. And if you would, read it along with me. It will be displayed on the screen. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. My heart leaps for joy, and I will give thanks to him in song. Let's do that again. My Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. My heart leaps for joy, and I will give thanks to him in song. I love that verse. I love that passage. The main idea, of course, is that trust in God can fill our heart with gratitude. And once that reservoir is filled, it will overflow in thanksgiving. David says his heart leaped for joy. I think that's an incredible thing. To think about a heart leaping for joy because of trust in God and the gratitude, the thankfulness that comes with that. His great trust poured out in song as he gave thanks to the Lord. Would you like to have a heart like that today? Would you like to have a heart like that today that just trusts God so much that it's full of joy and gratitude? You'd like to have a heart like that? I believe that you can. To illustrate that, I'm going to need a volunteer. And now, I haven't approached him beforehand. Haven't talked to him about that. He may say, no, not me. But, Bryce.
Be right. Yeah.
Come here. Bryce. Got a couple questions for you, Bryce, as you come up here. Come around here, buddy. We're going to watch these chords here. This could be dangerous for you. Oh, boy. Bryce, I got to ask you a question. Do you trust me?
A little bit.
Have I ever done anything to hurt you? Have I ever misled you? Have I?
No.
No, there you go. They said, do you trust me?
Yeah, I trust
you. Can you follow directions?
Yeah, pretty much.
Jeanette, can he follow directions? Can you think you can? Because this is going to be very important. You're going to have to listen to me. Trust me in everything that I say to the letter you need to do. Now, don't listen to any other voices. You recognize my voice? Because there might be some people there going to holler out to you to do some stuff you shouldn't do. Okay? Don't listen to them. Listen to me. You hear my voice? Okay. Oh, it's important you hear my voice because... Can I take your glasses off for a minute? Can you put them in your pocket maybe? Okay. Because we're going to blindfold you.
I know.
Okay, you do trust me, right?
Yeah, I trust you.
You trust me. Okay. Now, you can't... You can adjust this however you need to so that you can't see at all. Can you see?
No, I can't.
Don't
it's
rob.
Like that Pringles commercial?
Yeah.
I can see through the Bible?
Yeah. Don't rob me, okay? Don't rob me. He's not a thief. He's not going to rob me, okay? Now, here we go. I'm going to spin you around. I'm going to be over here a little bit. I'm going to spin you around a few times. One, two, three, four. There you go. Okay, dizzy? You all right?
I'm okay.
You're okay, good. You look good. Okay, now remember, you can ask me questions if you want at any point, but if you listen very carefully to my voice and do just what I tell you, then you won't have to worry about that. Now, once in a while, I might put a hand on your shoulder or take your hand or something, but, you know, don't let that concern you, okay? All right, are you ready? I'm going to give you directions, Bryce, on how to get down from this stage, to go down the steps, and to sit in the front pew. Okay. Does that sound like you can do that?
I'll try it.
He's going to try that. Okay, are you ready? I want you to take three steps forward, straight forward. Follow my voice. One, two, three. Good. I want you to take one more step forward. Very good. Now I want you to make one quarter turn to your right. Back about an eighth of a turn.
Back
about an eighth. There you go. Okay, I want you to take two steps forward. One,
Two, very good. Now you need to make about an eighth of a turn to your right. Back to the left a little bit. Good. Need you to make two more steps forward. Very good. Now I want you to make a half step to the forward. Half step forward. There you go. Now I want you to make a little bitty baby step forward. Just a baby step. There you go. That was good. I like that, yeah. Now you're right at the edge of the steps. Okay? I'm going to take you by the hand here, okay? Now, what I want you to do is I want you to put your right foot down. This isn't hokey pokey. Okay. Your right foot down. There you go. Whoa, very good. Now bring your left foot. That's very good. Now take about a baby step forward. Okay? A little more. Just a little baby step. There you go. You're right at the edge now. I want you to put your right foot down, just like you did before. Very good. Very good. Left foot to match. There you go. Okay? Now, I want you to put your left foot down. There you go. Right foot to follow. Very good. Now, I want you to make, I'm going to let you go with your hand. I want you to make about an eighth of a turn to your left. That's a little bit more than an eighth. A little bit back. There you go. I want you to take two steps forward. Now, one more step. Now, do you feel? There you go. You feel that? Okay, I want you to turn around 180 degrees.
Right.
Yep, and sit down. Very good. Okay, you can take your mask off now. Okay, buckle. Couple questions for you, Bryce. Couple questions. Are you thankful to be safe and sound in the seat?
Yeah.
Were you nervous at all through any of that?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit. Okay, a little bit. Were you grateful for the instructions that I gave? Were you grateful for the incremental instructions, a little bit at a time?
I got close to
step. Yeah. Were you grateful that I took your hand at a kind of a dangerous point? Yeah. Okay. And again, does that teach you anything? Is there anything in all of that that we could learn about our walk with God?
Trust.
And listen, pay attention, right? Move when he calls, don't when he doesn't. Okay, right? Okay, you can rejoin your family over there. Thanks, Bryce. Thanks again. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very much. This is huge. It really is. This is huge. As we are urged to do in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, and it's interesting, I didn't plan on this, but Ted being away, I was asked to teach the class this morning. Guess where it was? Proverbs 3. We covered the first four verses, didn't get to verse 5. First four verses, again, Solomon instructing his son to make sure that the commands and the teachings that he receives, he is to never forget, that he is to have treasured in his heart, written there, and that he is to have love and faithfulness around his neck, and again, written on his heart. And then that will help him through life. And in verse 5, he says, trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. That doesn't mean that our path is going to be a direct line from A to B. What it's saying is that God will help you if you listen to him, see if you'll submit to him, if you lean not on your own understanding, but trust him that he will lead you. He'll give you the direction, the instruction to get you safely to your destination. That's the idea. Praise be to God for that. Amen? Should we be grateful for that? That if we trust God with all of our heart, if we don't lean on our own understanding in difficult times, that we will have this assurance that he will get us to our destination? Should we be grateful for that? Should gratitude come from our hearts about that? Absolutely. See, the more we are aware of the Lord's presence, that the Lord is here, even if we can't see him, and remember that he will be with us every step of the way. He will not abandon us. We know that the more our fear and worry will dissipate and real peace will pour over us, we will know in the scariest times we can ask him for comfort and assurance and he'll give it. And in the process, our hearts will become thrones of thanksgiving. That was true for David. That could be true for us.
And isn't that what we want? Our hearts of thankfulness, gratitude, developing that. We saw last week we need to let the peace of Christ rule. Here, we're encouraged to trust in the Lord at all times. Now listen to Philippians 4, 6 through 7. And this was actually on a Facebook post by one of our sisters here in the church just yesterday. Paul says, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. As we saw last week in our theme verse then from Colossians 3:15, peace and thanksgiving are so often connected. Hopefully you recall the verse. I ask you to memorize it, to write it on your heart, to write it on your mind. But I'll help you as a refresher, as a reminder. It says, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Since as members of one body, you're called to peace. And be thankful. And be thankful. See, once again, these two attributes, peace and gratitude, are so closely linked. And that peace comes when we trust God. When we trust Him. When we listen to Him. We submit to Him. In his book, Facing the Future Without Fear, author Lloyd Ogilvy claimed that there are 366 fear nots in the Bible. One for every day of the year, including leap year. Now, I don't know of a single version of Scripture that contains that exact phrase, fear not, that many times. But the urging for us to not worry, to not be anxious, not to fear anyone or anything but the Lord is certainly there that many times and more. God doesn't want us to go through a single day without trusting Him. He doesn't want us to ever have gratitude evicted from our hearts by fear and doubt. Yet it's hard to be thankful sometimes, isn't it? It's hard, perhaps even impossible, if we don't trust God, if we don't trust the Lord. Without that trust, thankfulness eludes us. Without that trust, anxiety, fear overcome us. Without that trust. I'm going to let One Time Blind illustrate this idea of trust for us.
Jesus, I just don't trust you.
You don't trust me?
No, I mean, I want to trust you, I just don't.
I have an exercise that I think will really help.
Oh, okay.
Stand here and face this direction. Mm-hmm. Now, do you trust me?
No, I just said I don't trust you.
This is all part of the exercise.
Oh,
all right?
Okay.
Whenever I ask you if you trust me, you say, yes, Jesus, I trust you.
Even though I don't.
It's practice.
Okay.
So, do you trust me?
Yes, Jesus, I trust you.
Now, fall back.
Are you going to catch me?
Don't worry about that.
Okay, that's the part I'm worried about.
You can do this, okay? Just trust me.
Trust you.
Fall back.
Okay, well, Jesus, I trust you.
Good.
Yes. I do trust you.
Okay.
Woo!
Okay. Let's try this again. Face this direction and keep your feet planted, all right? Do you trust me?
Yes, Jesus, I trust you.
Now, fall back.
Okay, I'm gonna do it.
All right.
I'm really gonna do it.
Good.
To you. It looks that way. It is that way.
do this, Laura. Just trust me and fall back.
Jesus, I can't do that.
We can do it together.
I can't.
You can.
I won't.
Few Christians would admit they don't trust Jesus. In the video, Kat admitted it. At least she admitted it. She confessed it. She was open with Jesus about it, that I don't trust you. But like I say, few Christians would ever admit that, say that, at least not out loud. But when trouble comes, what does our demeanor confess? Do we wring our hands? Do we wallow in worry? Do we wear out the carpet pacing the floor? Do we toss and turn through the night, allowing Satan to rob us of the peace that God wants us to have? Or do we start thanking God for his faithfulness in the past? I think it was interesting. Again, just a video illustration. But did you see how this woman who didn't trust Jesus, once he demonstrated, once he showed, once he proved to her that he would be there for her, he would catch her, that he would deliver her, that he would help her. Oh, she was just leaping for joy in her heart with gratitude. Oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus, oh, I trust you now. Oh, you're so good. This is so cool. That's the way we are. Maybe not so demonstrative about it. But when God has delivered us, when we see that Jesus has been there for us, we are full of gratitude. We thank him, we praise him, or at least we should. But our memories are pretty short, aren't they? And then we're faced with another scenario, a different situation, and we have difficulty trusting, especially when we can't see any net to catch us. We can't see any way this is possibly going to work. And our gratitude, see, it is displaced with worry, with anxiety, with fear, and trust is not moving us. And Jesus is saying, trust me. And we say, I can't. I can't do this. And he says, we can do this. We can do this together. Trust me. I'll be there for you. I'll support you. I'll get you through this. Don't put your trust, your confidence, your faith in material, temporal things. Put it in me. And you will see, I'll be there for you every single time. But what we do is we say we can't. And then when his word assures us we can with him, we say, I won't. I won't. I won't do what you're asking me to. I won't move in the way you call me to, because fear and doubt and worry overcome me. The illustration with Bryce earlier, when I asked, do you trust me? He said, well, kind of, sort of, a little. I believe that's the way we are with Jesus so much of the time. Kind of, sort of, a little. And we want him to tell us, you know, what's the next step? What is it going to be? Pull back the blindfold, let me see, and then I'll trust you. That's not the way it works. He says, trust me in what you can't see, in the future that you can't see. Trust me. But see, when we can remember, not forget again, his faithfulness, remember that we trusted him before and he was there, that we can actually look forward and thank him in advance for what we trust he's going to do in the future. So our trust and gratitude go together. So what's your level of anxiety right now? What troubles you? Where's your level of trust? Be honest now. Are you concerned that whatever trouble or difficulty that you're now having, are you concerned that it's beyond God's ability to control? Jesus can't handle this? This is too hard for him? I would hope that you would all say, well, no, I don't believe that for a minute. Nothing's too hard for him. He can take care of anything. Do you really believe that? Do you really trust him about that? If you're finding it hard to believe that he can deliver you out of the dark valley that you're in, once again, remember who he is. Remember what he's done. And thank God for what he can do. So when worry next begins to overtake you, I want you to try something. I want you to lift your eyes to heaven and express your gratitude. You say, what? Say, what? What? I'm worried. Pause and express gratitude. Say to God, I thank you for your love. Do you believe that he loves you? That he has plans to take care of you, not to harm you, that he has a future in store for you? Thank God for that. Thank Jesus for saving you from your sins. You want to talk about doing something impossible? He gave you a perfect, clean record to present to God. Your sins are forgiven, wiped clean. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for placing his Spirit within you. Remember the Spirit within you. No matter what the crisis, no matter what the situation, the Spirit of God is within you, enabling you to do more than you can imagine. To not just endure the present, but to have victory in the future. Can you believe that? Can you trust God for that? Thank your Heavenly Father for his provision and protection up to now. Up to now. Hear me. If you are here living and breathing today, God has provided and protected for you all your life up till now. Praise be to God. Thank you, God. Amen? If you are here, he has been with you. If he hadn't been, you wouldn't be. Wow. True? Amen? So ask him to help you right now in your worry, thank him, and then ask him to help you to rest in his arms, to increase your faith, and to fill your heart with a joy and with a gratitude that's overflowing. In the knowledge that God is with you in the now, and he will never forsake you, so he'll be with you in the future. Some of you have been through some very, very hard and difficult times in your life. Some distant past, some not that long ago. But once again, if you're here today, on this side of that trouble, on this side of the difficulty, thank God. Praise God. Can you say that with me? Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, maybe, though, you know, you're in another crisis, another situation. But remember, what he's done in the past is proof, evidence that he will do that again in the now and in the future. And that there's nothing, nothing, nothing that Satan can put in front of you or put in you or worry you with that God can't overcome. Trust, trust. And find gratitude, gratitude. We were introduced to a new song this morning called Everything. The lyrics are simple, but the message is powerful. It isn't declaring for me so much that God is my everything as it expresses that's my desire, that he would be my everything. That's what I want. I want him to be in my everything because he is my everything. That's what I want. That's what I desire. And there's part of my life I can truly say that about. God, you're everything there. But there's part of my life where, you know what? I've not let him be everything in it. I've not done that yet. And maybe that's you. But I want, and I believe you want, for His presence and His peace to be such an anchor for your soul that nothing, nothing would have the ability to disable your gratefulness. That God would develop within you, develop within me, thankful hearts. As the praise team comes forward, we're going to invite you to sing that song with us. If, because it's new to you, you're not familiar with it enough to where you feel like you can really sing it, then we'd ask that you would just listen. Let us sing to you. Let us minister to you. But let it be a prayer, your prayer. Not our prayer for you, your prayer. That God would be in your everything, because He is everything. That He would be in your present difficulty or crisis, whatever that is. And that knowledge that not only will He do that, but He will continue to do that, will bring you gratitude. Will bring you a thankful heart. I'm not even going to ask you to stand this morning. I'm just going to ask you to sing. Just sing or meditate with us as we do. Desire to be everything to us, for your revealing to us yourself, your love, your grace and mercy demonstrated as being there for us in Jesus. Well, thank you, God, for everything that you have personally brought me through in the past, and Father, for what you have done for each person here too, whether they realize or recognize it or not. I thank you for it. And I thank you, God, for the promise that when we trust you, when we submit to you, when we listen to you, that you will lead us into better things. And Father, ultimately, because of Jesus, you'll lead us through him, for he is the way, the truth, and the life, to everlasting life. In his name we pray. Amen.